Thank you. Thank you. It is a great joy to be able to welcome you to this wedding, this time when Cody and Amy Joy are joining together and will become husband and wife before this time is over. The Briner family and the Freeman family are so delighted that you've been able to come. I'm delighted that you're able to come. I'm seeing some members of our congregation that I haven't seen for 2 or 3 months. Good to have something that's a little bit normal. This seems more normal than anything we've done for quite a while. And for all of you who've come from out of town, we're so glad to have you. Thank you for coming. It's good to meet Cody's pastor from Pennsylvania, the one the Lord used to direct him to the Lord Jesus Christ. He and his wife, Pastor Fox, are here today as well. What a joy, what a delight. And we're here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and to remember what he has done and to praise him for his goodness in these lives. And so you may be seated. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
Is her mother and I do.
Very good. God is the one who designed marriage, and it goes clear back to the beginning of creation when he made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Shall we pray? Lord God Almighty, maker of all that is made, all that exists, we bow before you today to worship and adore you, to thank you for creating humankind and for bringing each of us who are here today into this world and breathing life into us and sustaining that life over these years. We thank you for designing marriage, knowing exactly what we need and how suitable this is for the companionship which we need and have been created to need. We pray, therefore, O Lord, that you will be present with us as we celebrate this marriage and as we honor you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Redeemer, through the giving of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, of all who by faith trust in him. Thank you for this sweet occasion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cody, Amy Joy, Psalm 127, verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." Two times in that one verse, you see the word vain. It communicates emptiness, futility, unprofitability. It's a serious and sober warning. The one indispensable ingredient to a meaningful, fruitful, and satisfying marriage is the blessing and favor of God. We can't have a good marriage without it. Marriage must be lived and pursued with a conscious, daily dependence on the Lord. Jesus said something similarly. We don't often apply it to marriage, but it's the same idea when he said in John 15, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." You can't do marriage apart from him. You can't do marriage that's honoring to him, that's meaningful, that's satisfying. There is this strong exhortation in the Sermon on the Mount that applies here. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what? All these things will be added unto you." So, you want a good, satisfying, fruitful, God-honoring marriage. Keep the Lord at the center, first of your individual lives, and then your marriage. Now, there's a subtle error and danger that I want to warn you about. On the surface, it sounds right, but it can lead to an unhealthy compartmentalizing of your lives, and it'll get you in trouble. You see, if you commit to give the Lord first place in your life, well, then who or what gets second place and third place and fourth place? If the Lord isn't first in everything, we can entertain the erroneous thought that God's not interested in my work, he's not interested in my finances, he's not interested in my recreational habits, he's not interested in my leisure time, etc. You remember the book that we worked through, Tying the Knot by Rob Green. That whole book was organized around the idea that Jesus must be at the center of everything, right? Some of the chapters in that book: problem solving with Jesus at the center, roles and expectations with Jesus at the center, communication with Jesus at the center, finances with Jesus at the center. Community, that is church life with Jesus at the center. Physical intimacy in marriage with what? Jesus at the center. So, that's the first thing. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Secondly, this morning, let me remind you of the two extremes that Rob Green made us aware of in the book. Extreme number one, that marriage is very difficult and that there will be an inevitable, sometimes unbearable transition period. That's an extreme. Extreme number two, that marriage will be wonderful and easy with little or no difficulty and a minimal amount of work. That's an extreme. Where's the balance? Well, it's in recognizing that marriage is intended by God to be wonderful and immensely satisfying, but not without a good bit of Holy Spirit-enabled effort and work. Now, it's not very romantic to say that marriage is hard work. But the truth of the matter is that it is. It is. It's hard work. God intends that in the effort and the struggles that you will encounter, His intention will be to show you where you need to grow and where Jesus intends to further sanctify you and make you the marriage partner that He wants you to be and the partner you want to be for the good of each other and the good of your marriage. Marriage takes a commitment. It takes a commitment to sacrifice for the benefit of someone else for the glory of God. It means living all of the 10,000 little moments of your life as if the glory of God and the preeminence of Jesus were at stake. Paul says something similarly. Whether you eat or drink or what, whatsoever you do, do what? To all to the glory of God. That's keeping Jesus at the center. So let me summarize this charge to you both. I'm challenging you both as professing believers to the maintenance of relationship. First, in your relationship with the Lord. Again, remember, unless the Lord builds the house, you labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, you'll stay awake in vain. So, cultivate your relationship with the Lord. Work at that. Be diligent in your pursuit of Christ. Keep Christ at the center of everything you are and do. You say, well, how are we going to do that? Maintain the Christian disciplines. You have a Bible out there. You ask people to write and to encourage you in. Don't let the Bible be a museum piece in your home. Let it be something you continually go to, study together, read together. Because in that, you will develop your relationship with Him. And secondly, work at your marriage. Don't take it and don't take each other for granted. Practice the daily maintenance of your marriage with honest, loving communication. There'll be times you're going to have to forgive. There's going to be times you're going to have to say, I'm sorry. There are going to be times you're going to have to humble yourself. But it's wonderful. Two people that know the Lord coming together, desiring to honor the Lord, and you are embarking on a wonderful adventure. No two people join their lives here and become automatically one flesh. God declares it to be, but that's something you will work at for the rest of your life. But as God gives time and gives grace and you obey Him, follow Him, you will know something wonderful, something you can't experience in any other way than through marriage. So remember, whatever God asks you to do and expects you to do and gives you a desire to do, He will give you the grace to do. All right. Will you please face each other and join hands? Cody Briner, will you take this woman to be your wedded wife? Will you love her, honor and keep her, in sickness as in health, in poverty as in wealth, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Amy Joy Freeman, will you have this man to be your wedded husband? Will you love him, honor and keep him, in sickness and in health, in poverty as in wealth, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Cody, repeat after me. I, Cody Briner.
I, Cody Briner.
Take you, Amy Joy Freeman.
Take you, Amy Joy Freeman.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
I promise to love you.
I promise to love you.
Keeping Christ.
Keeping Christ.
And his love for the church.
And his love for the church.
As my example and guide.
As my example and guide.
I promise to provide.
I promise to provide.
The necessary leadership.
The necessary leadership.
To establish our home.
To establish our home.
Under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
As we serve him together.
As we serve him together.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
Amy Joy, repeat after me. I, Amy Joy Freeman.
I, Amy Joy Freeman.
Take you, Cody Briner.
Take you, Cody Briner.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
I promise to submit to you.
I promise to submit to you.
And to respect you.
And to respect you.
Even as the church.
Even as the church.
Does to Christ.
Does to Christ.
I promise to work with you.
I promise to work with you.
To establish our home.
To establish our home.
Under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
As we serve him together.
As we serve him together.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
Amen. Can I have the rings? Thank you. Well, every covenant has a sign or a symbol to remind each party of the responsibilities each has to the covenant relationship. And as you wear these rings, you're telling the world of your single-hearted devotion to one another. Cody, take this ring and place it upon Amy Joy's finger, and as you do, repeat these words. This ring is a token of my love for you.
It's a token of my love for you.
With this ring, I pledge my life, and all I have to you.
All I have to you.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
The Son. And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Place this ring upon Cody's finger, and as you do, repeat these words. This ring. Is a token of my love for you.
It's a token of my love for you.
With this ring. I pledge my life. And all I have to you. In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
The Son. And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Will you join me as we pray? Our Father, we have sought to honor you today and give you thanks, praise, and worship for what you have done in the lives of Cody and Amy Joy. You have saved them by your grace. You have given them a love for you and for each other. And our prayer today is that love may deepen and grow and become more vibrant and rich as the years go by. Bless them, our God, and grant them your special grace as they seek to establish a Christ-centered home. Bless them for the purpose of making them a blessing to others. And as they enter into covenant relationship, we are reminded of your covenant faithfulness to your own, as you have promised to never stop doing them good, and will do so with all your heart and soul. Oh Lord, would you bless Cody and Amy Joy and keep them? Would you make your face to shine upon them? Would you be gracious to them? And would you lift up your countenance upon them and cause them to know your peace? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Much as you, Cody Randall Briner, and you, Amy Joy Marie Freeman, have offered yourselves each to the other in believing this union to be the will of God, as a minister of the gospel and as an officer of the laws of North Carolina, in the presence of your family, these witnesses, your friends, and most importantly, the triune God, I take honor to pronounce you husband and wife. Cody, you can kiss your bride. It is my honor to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Cody Briner. Thank you. couple of instructions. You'll stay in your seat until the ushers come and dismiss you by rows. Cody and Amy have a journaling Bible out there. Some of you have already assigned that with a special verse and some words for them, and they would ask you to avail yourself of that opportunity. There are tents outside with refreshments and water. You can linger here in the auditorium. You can stay here in the Welcome Center, mingle around. But we're trying to honor the COVID restrictions. If you need a mask, there's some out here. Try and maintain social distancing. And you will be seated in the fellowship hall for the reception around the back of the fellowship hall at 12:45. So we have an hour or so before that. So there's time to mingle, get to know one another. There's water and so on, snacks under the tent. I think there's 5 tents out here, 3 out back. So there's plenty of room for everyone. And, seems like there's something else I was supposed to say. I'm looking at my notes. Oh, yes. Family. Family, do not leave. They need you back in here as soon as things clear out for pictures. That's all I have to say.